Hello, and welcome to Poetry Masterpiece Theater. This week we'll be exploring part three from the works of Spad S. Preston Esquire. This comes from his early volume, Kicks Dumpster's Darkness, in which we explore the struggle of a young man facing the crumbling reality around him and struggling to maintain his passion in a world full of locked dumpsters. Part three. America, I've taken it all back and still I'm nothing. America, 12 cents in a pocket full of free Coke, September 11th, 2001. Human war? To live is resistance, yet few do. Who can stand their own minds? Manufactured doubts and standards? Who's questioning who? I woke to the answering machine telling me there was no Pentagon. Towers crumble while we sleepily roll our eyes. Joy, terror, fear, and a cycle of flashy images. The morning after breaking down the walls, kids from all over asleep on the floor, waking to the shaken world. The night before, we were buying what we needed with our good looks. Now, mainly fear of recognition. Too many times I've been targeted for terrorist attempts of living. Am I too much to ask? America, why are you still America? Plans change, moments become hours of concerns and confusion. The papers are dangerous, and my mind's a ticking time bomb. Wandering, it melts. I'm lit and lonely, but the combined neurosis of 70 million minds create this culture. Self-analyzation leads to madness. Maybe I should focus on others. Enough people evaluate me as it is. Seems to me if it weren't for keeping up with the Joneses, these plans would have crashed long ago. And I still haven't told you what you did to Baba D's. Patriotism and assumptions, pointing, poking. I heard you call it a den of terrorism. I wiped tahini from the corners of my mouth, and now I'm addressing you. You can't wage war on dead pilots. But the blame goes on, and we're back in the 50s. Profiling and conspiracy charges? Last night I laughed at the mention of bombing the White House. Lock me up, won't be the first. But now I burn. 907-842 is still not cooperating. I realize that I am America, and this inner monologue will go unnoticed, slip behind the shelf to be tossed in 2 years. But the sentences straighten out scattered segments, and here I am, unlimited resources I cannot use. America, what the fuck? Why panic when your icons are in jeopardy? You do this to other countries daily. America, why don't we enjoy the real explosions as much as our video games? America, we know the media's wrong. 20 years in your universal orphanage, floating, fucking, fighting to stay alive. America, why are the dumpsters locked? America, why can our zines be held as evidence? America, why are carnival toys bombs and stickers such a threat? America, don't worry, we'll find them. We'll bomb them. We'll bomb their neighbors just to be safe. We'll remain an empire. America, it's 23 years since Camp David, 1 year since Melbourne, and one moment before the future. America, my shoulder is still to the wheel.